This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much. I thought you might introduce me with a bit of a Mickey Mouse background. I wouldn't have been surprised. I did actually do my placement in Florida. I worked at Walt Disney World there. And then upon graduation, went to work for Euro Disney in Paris. I was part of the opening crew. And have now turned full circle where, as a recruiter at a university, I was responsible for helping Disney fulfil their placement and vacation opportunities. So that's testament to the fact that work experience can affect your whole career. So that's that. Before I start, though, I'd like to tell you a bit about my journey here today. NACES is based at the University of Liverpool. And when I came down on the train this morning, I got chatting to the gentleman opposite me. And after we talked about football, because obviously everybody in Liverpool has an opinion, when I told him about the job I did, he very proudly told me that his daughter was lucky enough to get through university without needing to work. And it left me thinking, was she really that lucky? Anyway, I'll tell you more about him in a minute. Huge numbers of students are now working during the holidays and during term time. Jane mentioned this morning the NUS Student Living Report in 2010 identified about two-thirds of students are now working during term time and holidays. That doesn't include all the students who are looking for work, and it doesn't include all of the students that are involved with work experience initiatives. So the number we estimate is much, much higher. And certainly our members in NACES report to us that their usage is increasing term by term. We anticipate that increased fees will mean a real increase in business for job shops, as students need, A, to earn money to help keep themselves, but also to be able to get employability skills to help them become employable upon a graduation. So, what is a student job? Traditionally, it's been associated with non-course related and low-skilled activity. Student jobs have always really been the poor relation, part-time, temporary, vacation work. It's never really had the kudos that work placements or perhaps work shadowing has had. However, it's now becoming increasingly course related. Many more on-campus vacancies are being undertaken by students, and also much more effort, as you've heard from this morning, is being put into making a virtue of any learning activity that is coming out of perhaps lower skilled jobs, working with employers to get them to fast track students through their training processes. So they may well start as shelf stackers, but they will move progressively up the management levels until perhaps by year four they are able to take a supervisory or management role within that organisation. Certainly, universities are helping to do that. For example, at UCLan, where I used to work, at the employability unit, they had workplace learning activities, which was course-specific and helped students to reflect and articulate on the learning that they'd done within their part-time roles. Why do students work? Well, quite obvious, and Jane talked a little bit about this before. And the NUS Student Lifestyle Report suggests that it's to earn extra money for socialising and leisure. But secondly, and an increasing amount is to provide them with essential everyday living. So it's only going to get worse. What do they do? Anything? Everything? You've probably seen the headlines like us. But I can guarantee that they probably didn't get the job pole dancing through a university job shop. This week, for example, at Leeds University, their student union job shop, Job Zone, they have 250 students out working internally and externally to the university. Those students are doing anything from student research jobs right through to helping teaching and translation work. So it is very varied, and it does still include some of the lower skilled, non-course related activity as well. How many hours do they work? Well, there's no legal limit to how many hours they can work, unless you're an international student who can only work up to 20 hours, unless that changes tomorrow when the new limits are introduced. However, through university job shops, limits are imposed as to the amount of hours that jobs can be advertised on campus. So 92% of NACES University and College members recommend a limit on the number of hours which a student can devote to part-time work. Most of the job shops will also have active initiatives where they help students to balance their work life and study activities. The majority, maximum would be 20 in line with the international student regulations, minimum around 20. The majority of institutions have around a 12 to 15 hour limit. And we have seen that over the years increase. I wonder whether with the recent budget and the announcement of the increase to the personal tax allowance, whether that will increase further as students can now earn more money without needing to pay tax. But certainly one of the things that JobShop's work very hard to do is to help work and convince academics that students need to work, but also that they need to balance this work and that it's not acceptable not to turn up to lectures because they have a part-time job. Finally, how do the students find student employment? Through word of mouth, a lot through course contacts. A lot of academic departments have very useful contact in the local employment field, and through local newspapers and recruitment agencies, obviously. However, the growing phenomenon of university and college job shops is certainly a responsible way to find work, and one which the university themselves will promote directly. And the job shops will help students. They support undergraduates basically to find part-time, temporary and vacation work. The sector is very much still in development. The first job shop actually only opened in 1990. There's been a steady growth ever since. Now, pretty much the HE sector is saturated. There are still a couple of universities that don't have a job shop. It doesn't take a genius to think perhaps who the two biggest ones might be. But pretty much every institution now has some sort of service to help students find that work. The big growth sector at the moment is within the FE sector. However, the actual finance and funding of that sector is very different. So today there are over 120 services and they're located throughout the UK. You'd be interested to hear that only about 55% of them are actually based within career services. 25% within student unions, 15% within student services, and about 5% in other locations, university HR departments, commercial sector, and business development is another sector where they are located. Some of the job shops actually stand alone as individual units with their own brand identity. For example, at the University of Exeter, the guild there has their own works, and they have their own logo, their own branding, and they're completely independent. Others are integrated into the service offering, for example, at the University of Portsmouth, where the job shop is part of the Purple Door. And they can range from completely huge services, like the job shop at Warwick, which is Unitemps. They have a turnover of over 9 million, and they have employ up to 12 staff, right through to very small services, for example, South East Essex College, and they employ one part-time staff member. So it's really varied, the kind of functionality of the service. And the most popular service style, how they most popularly work, is job centre style, a bit like a dating agency, if you like, putting employers in touch with students. That is generally a free service, but they also, at the other end of the scale, run employment agency style services, where they will act as temporary employment agencies, helping students to find roles both off and on campus. And many of those style of services do make charges to employers. One of the growing trends at the moment that you'd be interested to hear about is a growing trend for internal recruitment agencies. So job shops providing on-campus staff for university departments. And this is something that we've seen grow in the last couple of years and we expect will grow even further. And I'll let you into a little secret about it later, because I think I've got the way that all of the employability awards, all of the employability initiatives can actually be funded on campus. It's really quite simple. So moving on to why would a university have a job shop? Universities are there to educate and employ students. Why would they perhaps want to encourage them to take time out and work part-time? I mentioned before that the first service opened in 1990. The biggest growth of university job shops was in 1999, when student fees, the biggest changes in student finances were actually happening. And so as an active result, the university wanted to help those students. But I think now universities realise that they need to put their money where their mouth is, really. They expect other employers to employ their students. They ought to be employing them themselves too. So lots of reasons why universities ought to do it. Firstly, it really has a positive impact on student recruitment. Universities, of a recent survey that NACIS undertook, 87% of universities use the job shop positively within their marketing, within their prospectus. Most of the students that are brand managers who are showing parents and students round will have been recruited through the job shop. The job shop's always involved on the campus tour. So students, the great ambassadors, telling new parents and potential students what it's all about. And most parents are very impressed when an institution has got an on-campus service and are desperate that you'll be able to help their Johnny find work when he actually comes to your university. I don't know, I haven't met one job shop manager that doesn't speak with plenty of parents in the September. And funnily enough, it is quite often parents of males. One of the other things that we expect, and this is certainly going to be heightened, is that with the increased level of service, with student fees going higher, students will have raised expectations. They will be student consumers and they will want more for their money. One of the questions this morning was, well, if everybody's got one, how does it make it different? Well, that's how the job shops sell themselves, all with their unique different offerings. Some with specific links with employers, others with on-campus initiatives. So it's certainly something that a university now needs to have. And here's perhaps the holy grail. This is why universities need them. It fills on-campus roles, but more importantly, it can make a real difference to the bottom line. And the way that universities can help fund employability initiatives is by using internal student staff rather than temporary high street agency staff. So I'd be surprised or interested to know how much your institutions spend through HR on their temporary recruitment. But certainly if they used internal staff, then it would be much lower. Plus, they'd be saving the VAT. So a huge incentive, I would have thought, for an institution, especially at the moment, to invest that money in employability initiatives that can help their students. One of the other big things that lots of research has been undertaken, not just the use of student job shops, but generally the use of students' facilities and university departments, is that it will aid student retention. So if students are more engaged in using the job shop, the careers service, if they are actually working on campus, if they're experiencing problems or they know somebody who's experiencing problems, they're much more likely to seek support or ask for help. Ask for advice, they'll know how to signpost. And that can be a real factor, especially for some institutions who suffer from retention problems. One of the other big things that job shops do is have fantastic relationships with local corporate contacts. Those 250 students out working at Leeds University this week are working at local businesses throughout the Leeds area. And they are fantastic. Those HR managers who are the contacts are fantastic contacts then for postgraduate education, training courses, conferences, and it brings them into the university, perhaps people who wouldn't necessarily use the university environment. So it's a fantastic way to develop those links. And lots of job shops will work closely with the business development teams and the conference departments on campus. One of the big areas that has been widening participation, and as social mobility grows, or the issues and the area of student mobility, especially with the increased fees, this is how job shops will really, I think, come to the fore. They've certainly been involved in a lot of widening participation initiatives up to now, and I think that's only set to increase. And certainly, job shops are well used to being part of the employability agenda, and that will, as again, only increase. And one of the other things that universities can do is certainly, with a university job shop, be proactive in monitoring the hours that students are actually working. If students are working on campus and on the university payroll, then they can actually limit the hours that student is working. They actually can control when and where that student works. And finally, increased footfall, be it virtual or be it physical, the job shop can have a real impact on other services around it. You've heard of the how retailers put the bread and the milk at the back of supermarkets, or a well-known retailer said that location's not important so long as you're next door to Marks and Spencer's. Well, usage of job shops is quite similar. Job shops attract a different type of audience than traditional career services have. And so first years, second years, who perhaps wouldn't think about going into the career service traditionally, will now visit the job shop. And it's a really, really key opportunity to sell extra services and extra initiatives and perhaps engage those students who wouldn't otherwise be interested at that early stage within their university career. So that's a bit of why an institution ought to do it. Why should an employer get involved, and what sort of services would a job shop provide for employers? Well, a wide range of services. It's not just matching students with work, but certainly from basic advertising on notice boards, on websites, sending direct targeted text messages or emails to students from particular faculties or who are studying particular courses. It's also offering first CV sifts, targeted recruitment campaigns, or full traditional temporary agency services, where the job shop will actually recruit and pay the staff, charge the employer, and charge a small markup on that fee as well. Not only can they do that for particular vacancies, many job shops organise recruitment fairs as well, and they can specialise in perhaps the vacation. Or a recent event at the University of Birmingham was to have a jobs fair specifically for self-employed vacancies. So that's bringing an area which is traditionally not been encouraged within institutions, perhaps, and helping students, providing workshops and guidance on how they can become self-employed, how they register for tax, and how they can fill in the tax forms. So it's very important and really different stuff than is traditionally done. Other things that the employers will value is that one point of contact. Through the job shop, they can recruit thousands, literally thousands of staff. And they can also get specific advice and guidance about employment regulations, about the regulations employing international students, for example, which, as we all know, change very rapidly. Very difficult for a small SME to know or understand all of those regulations. And a job shop can signpost them to the relevant UKBA pages so that they know exactly how and what to do. Also, advice and also with the advice and guidance goes lots of one-to-one support as well, especially for SMEs. The other reason that employers really like job shops is they're huge value for money. The employer gets excellent student staff. I don't need to sell that to you. You know how committed and intelligent your students all are. But the employer gets access to those for either no charge at all or a very limited admin fee. So fantastic value for money for that employer. And also, the most obvious one, the employer gets the opportunity to try before they buy. So to test the student out, if you like, before they make any graduate employment offers. The third part of the relationship, if you like. Why should students use job shops? It gives them practice. It's their first point of contact, if you like. We've heard from the graduate employers today how difficult students find completing application forms, filling in CVs, and going for interviews. Well, this gives them loads of practice and opportunity to hone those skills. Certainly, it's a one-stop shop for them. And there's lots of job shops which are based in hubs where all of the work experience initiatives are located. So not only can they look for part-time temporary vacation stuff, they're close to volunteering, they're close to work tasters, they're close to the placements unit and the people that deal with interns and within the careers department as well. So certainly it's an opportunity for students to understand and know where to go for that kind of help and support. Huge variety of jobs, both on and off campus. So really good way for them to find out where to find the work, particularly popular for international students. Most job shops will have basic things like maps and bus timetables, and will be able to pinpoint to international students where a job actually is. Because as you all know, international students are very enthusiastic about finding work, but possibly not as realistic about getting to an industrial estate on the other side of town at non-working, non-traditional working times during the day. So that kind of practical advice is really, really key for most students. One of the other things that students like using JobShots for is that employers are actually briefed. The employers understand that they're at university for one main reason, which is their degree first and foremost. So the employers will know and understand when exam time is and when students might not be pressured, might be pressured with dissertations and with additional work. So that will certainly help the students. And again, that advice and guidance, a lot of it is online and a lot of it is through one-to-one support from job shop managers, job shop assistants. Basic stuff that students wouldn't know perhaps how else to go about it. How does a student claim tax back at the end of the year if they've overpaid? Where would an international student go to get their national insurance number? Most of the job shops will arrange for the mobile national insurance unit to come on campus so that the international students can all be processed at once. And things like that really make a difference to international students looking for work. One of the other things that we've talked about quite a lot is the training and workshops that that students will participate within. This is skills development, CVs, interview techniques, lots of stuff that job shops will do in conjunction with student unions, that they will do in conjunction with the careers services as well, and also in conjunction with specific departments within the institution. And finally, why should they use it? Well, it helps them increase their employability skills, and that's obviously one of the areas that they want to work with. And how do they do that? Again, through all of these workshops and seminars. For example, the University of Newcastle, their careers service, they have introduced a number of specific measures to support international students who are looking for part-time roles. They have a number of a passport to work scheme where international students can participate in a number of workshops, but also can do real-life work shadowing within a number of employment situations. And they work with local employers within retail, customer service and the hospitality sector to provide work experience for those students. And then upon completion of the workshops and the programme of study, they would get certification, which they can then show to other employers that they have got some experience within the UK, which is very difficult for an international student to find. In addition, lots of the seminars and workshops around the country can be given by student trainers. Again, a lot of job shops will recruit a team of student trainers initially, who will then go to different halls and they'll take the job shop out into the community, if you like, and help international students and help home students to develop their CVs and to complete application forms as well. One particular institution who's done that and provided specific advice and guidance is Essex, is the University of Exeter. Their job shop, The Works, have actually recruited a student staff member who does initial CV checks. They've been trained through the career service, and students can turn up, and the student will provide a quick CV check for going for part-time, temporary and vacation jobs, which is really, really helpful to students who who are going for part-time jobs and don't initially need full support from the careers service. But it's a fantastic way then for the student union to signpost and then to pass them on and then to get them to use the careers service as the next step. Certainly one of the areas that job shops also get involved with is mentoring of students and employers. At Liverpool, there is a specific mentoring scheme for students and employers and getting them both together to talk to each other. We mentioned before about the time, how long students should work for, how long they shouldn't. Well, certainly getting that balance right is really important. And most job shops will provide one-to-one advice and guidance for any students who are struggling. And there'll also be a lot of online support for that as well. And we talked as well about the job shops based in hubs. Work experience links are really important, and the job shop can certainly signpost and direct students into those particular areas as well. And finally, the main key as to how student jobs impact employability is they're all involved in the employer engagement strategy within institutions. So it's really key for the institutions to have them. I just spend 1 minute telling you about NACIS. We are the professional industry body, so we support all of the managers and people that work within job shops. We're a charity. We opened in 1999, and we just support institutionally owned and run job shops rather than agencies that have bases on campus. And we currently have over 100 institutional members. Our objectives are supporting student employment practitioners, helping develop the sector, supporting workers, student workers, helping employers to recruit students, and also to maintain a function for the organisation. And the kind of current activity that we're involved with, we've just launched recruitstudents.co.uk, which is a national platform for national employers to recruit students from all institutions, so they don't need to fill in all of the codes of practice for 110 job shops. They can do it in one easy move. We've also introduced postgraduate qualifications for people that work in the field of work experience with Warwick University. So practitioners can now be undertake postgraduate certificate, diploma and an MA in the management of student work experience, which is a really big development for this sector, which is still relatively new. NACIS also organise a number of campaigns, the Student Employee of the Year Awards. We also facilitate National Student Employment Week, a bit like Fish and Chip Shop Week, that kind of thing. Lots of national activity supported by regional and local activity as well. We have conferences, and for the last 4 years have been involved very closely with the PMI2 Employability Project, helping international students find work. So lots of stuff that NACIS is involved with. But before I finish, let me just tell you about that gentleman on the train. You won't be surprised to hear that his daughter, who was lucky enough not to have to work, hasn't found a job upon graduation. She has been 6 months unemployed, and I couldn't help but think if she'd been lucky enough to find a job, lucky enough to have participated in part-time work, then maybe her chances might have been very different.